The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This day, 25 years ago, an Aaron Sorkin program drama hit the TV screens in the States. It has gone on to be regarded by critics as one of the greatest TV programs ever made. It is, as Scott Lucas described, the sort of liberal's dream of what a White House could be. This, of course, is the West Wing. The cast were in the Rose Garden on Friday, guests of the Bidens, and prime amongst them was the man who played the communications director at the White House, that being Toby Ziegler, in real life, Richard Schiff. He is with us this morning. Morning, Richard.
Morning. How are you?
I am very good. I get the sense, Richard, that you have probably spent as much time in the real White House at this stage as you did in the fictional one. This is not your first rodeo when it comes to visiting the Rose Garden.
No, I was just there a few months ago for the ceremony of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which was given amongst many other people to my ex-stepfather, who I'm still very close to. So that was the last time, and I've been there probably three or four times this year, and probably six or seven times during the Biden administration, because Biden and I have a relationship. I campaigned with him going back to 07. And so the fun thing is that I come in, and the Secret Service guys and the police say, hey, how are you? Welcome back. Nice to see you again. That is surreal, and it also makes me feel very welcomed. And the staff at the White House is quite exceptional, and very good people. So that was fun, and I felt honored that they even recognized me and remembered me. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship with Biden and his stepping down? Because given what he achieved, both electorally and administratively across his period, for anybody close to him, that must be a very bitter pill to swallow.
I think it's bittersweet, to be honest, because, you know, he chose a running mate who turns out to be not only a good candidate, but someone who's very capable of taking the baton from 4 years of remarkable service that President Biden gave us. So, and I think there's a sweetness to seeing her being received the way she has been, certainly in the Democratic Party, at least. And I think there's also a relief, if I had to guess, that the debate over whether he should run again, which I bet you was an inner debate anyway, even before that horrible night of the debate. You know, because he is getting on in age, and he has served the public for 50 plus years. He's had a long and wonderful and effective career. You know, so I think there's a bittersweetness to it. I don't think it was just such a bitter pill to follow the way that by some of the media is portraying it. But my relationship with him goes back to 04 at the convention in Boston. We met and we talked for quite a while. And in 07, he asked me to campaign with him. And I thought, well, Obama certainly doesn't need me, and Hillary doesn't need me, because they have, you know, Oprah and Clooney. And I really liked this guy that many people had never even heard of. And I liked the fact that he was a foreign policy expert. He was the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. And that he was a public servant since he was 30 years old when he first ran for the Senate. And his personal story, the more I got to know him, was very touching and very moving. And his heart was in the right place. And we became friends, and I relish and cherish that relationship.
How do you then square, given that you've been up close to it, the reality of politics with the Aaron Sorkin and the ensemble cast, the West Wing version of politics? Is the latter very aspirational by comparison?
Yeah. I mean, there's separation. You know, the separation between fantasy and reality is the definition of drama, right? So it's why our political status today is so tragic, because that separation is so profound and so vast. You know, the schism between what we would like idealistically and what we have is so great. But as Aaron Sorkin said yesterday in the Rose Garden ceremony, you know, West Wing moments do actually happen. And the president making that announcement on the morning of July 21st was an example of someone being selfless and patriotic at the same time. There are people, I mean, we're in D.C. When I'm in D.C. or anyone from the West Wing is in D.C., hundreds of people come up to us a day to say, you're the reason why we're here, which is still surprising and still, you know, remarkable. But they mean it. And there are people here. I just had conversations with the people in the cabinet, you know, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of the Interior, and others, Pete Buttigieg. And the their commitment and their desire to do work that will leave the world a better place is real. The obstacles in reality are pretty profound and intense. But don't forget that the Bartlet administration on a fictional show, The West Wing, never really accomplished all that much. you know, and that was part of the that was what I loved about the show, was because that captured the reality that compromise is the name of the game in democracy. And you often lose your post position to a compromise that you don't like, and you don't accomplish what you set out to do. But you have moved moved forward to a more perfect union. That's the whole point of the experiment of democracy, what the founding fathers defined for us. You know, so it's not that we accomplish so much more than a real president, a real administration would. It's just that I think people respond to having people in public service, certainly in the Oval Office and in the West Wing, in the most powerful positions in the world, that have their heart in the right place, their minds in as much of the right place as they can muster, and that they want to leave the world a better place than how they found it. And I think that's why, despite our flaws, our characters on the West Wing are still so loved and admired. But it's also why we love and admire others that are in real life that actually feel that, you know, that have that. And we certainly think, some of us here in America, that Obama had his heart in the right place, that Biden had his heart in the right place, that they did not have ulterior motives to power. And you know, we have to hope and that those kinds of people are able to overwhelm the nefarious elements in our society, which are so present today, and get into power.
Richard, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Richard Schiff, who is Toby Ziegler in the West Wing.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.